could. So first of all, to begin with, I want to just a small hisofa to the last year. But the last year, I wanted to say that the din of the first of all, we put together that there's two dinim in the schach. There's a din made. There's a din of schach has to be made so. That's the subject of that as well, and that chabez. And that's the gedarim of tzivusim ruvim mechamasa. That's what the Gemara in Tezvav compares to the environment of Rubavai and Mechitza. Not that it's really exactly the same halacha, that I thought it was pretty strongly built up. It's not that a schach is a Mechitza, a schach is not a Mechitza. It just means that it's similar to a Mechitza, that a Mechitza has to be guided to the Rishus. And that means Oymed Meruba, and that's an achaikas if it's Gedor Ruba or Al Tifetz Ruba. And the schach has to be made still on the Rishus. And that also has a gedarim of nitna halacha sheyatzel meruba, like the lashon of the rosh. And that goes into the same machlokes if it's gedor ruba or if it's al tifetz ruba. I'll define that that's one set of halachas that the schach has to be meitzel. In that context, lovod is lemaila v'lemerit, because there's no lovod on tzel. You can't say, well, there's tzel on this side, there's tzel on that side, so it's kulei tzel midin lovod. That's a gedarim b'teilim. On the one hand. On the other hand, the fact that there's a hefsek of gimel tvachim avir per se is not really a problem, except that it's a little bit of chamas. It goes into the cheshbon akloli of chamsa ruba, tzusim ruba, or chamsa ruba. But the fact that there happens to be over here a break, erech hasukkah, really should not make a difference. Just like by a mechitza, as long as they have oymen ruba, I don't care if there are breaks. The whole point of oymen ruba is that it doesn't matter if there are breaks, as long as it's oymen ruba. That's what oymen ruba means. The breaks don't matter as long as it's oymen ruba. So tzilsim ruba chamos as well. The breaks, the chama doesn't matter as long as it's tzilsim ruba. It wouldn't matter if the chama is apnei kula or not apnei kula. As far as tzilsim ruba chamos is concerned, that really should not be an issue. And then there's a different thing in the schach. The schach has to be an oil. That's nothing to do with tzel. It's a different halacha, like we find by yoshen kachas amita, that the mita, the oil amita, is mevatel oil of the schach. It's a different thing. The schach has to be an oil. That's not measured in cell b'chal, that's measured in the schach itself. The schach is an oil. There, if there's a hefsek al pnei kula that divides it into two oils, then it's two schachs, and then it's not a posel. That's the issue of Agamar, that gimel tvachim al pnei kula, or schach posel, dalet tvachim, or dalet amas, l'rab kidisle, l'shmul kidisle. That divides the oil of the schach in half. On the other end, their lovet helps, because it's not an even of schach, it's in the oil. Their lovet is an issue. You see in the sugya itself, in Marj Mazamit, the oil by Tumla Vatayah. That was the main insight of that sugya. I'd love to go back now and do the whole Masecht over again, in light of the whole parak over again, in the light of this insight. But okay, we do what we... okay, it'll have to be next time. But, so that's number one. And then, in addition, I wanted to say that the din of Vaifin Akuma was only said in regard to within the Torah's oil. In the oil of the schach, there's a din of doif and akumah. There's a hefsek. In the schach, then there's a din of doif and akumah. But in the tzilsim rume chamosa de kalocha, there's no such thing as their doif and akumah wasn't said. And with that, I want to answer the Osamech's kasha that the Ramban says that according to the Lishna Basra of Rav, according to Rav, but those shikas, that schach losa was bedalat amos. So doif and akumah is moot. You never need doif and akumah because schach posel dalar hamas is less than dalar hamas is kosher anyway. So there are some echias. There's lots of cases. I only muscle voice one case, but there's really many cases where you have a schach that's chamsum mitzilosa with doif and akumah it'll become chilsum mechamosa. And last time I said it with a fancy case nesu psal. Then is today a case probably again time la halacha. Somebody builds a sukkah, a small sukkah. I mean, not a sukkah kana, but like, you know, a smallish sukkah. And one side of the sukkah, let's say, is under a patio or under a tree, under a something. And you're going to mash it with daifa and akumah, which is fine. You mash your sukkah with daifa and akumah. But the case is that without the daifa and akumah, not only will it be a vlog of dalet amos from the daifa into the schach kosher. But in addition, this schach will be chamsum mumitzilosa. That probably happens all the time. Somebody builds a little sukkah in his backyard, there's an overhang from a tree, but he's a lamb, and he knows, oh, doif and akumah is less than dalet amos, it's good. But in addition, if you wouldn't say doif and akumah, not only would it be a flog of dalet amos, it would also be Hamsum Mitzvahsum. Because this is smoked sukkah, and maybe there's three amas under a tree, and maybe the whole rest of the sukkah is only two amas. So that sukkah has two problems. Number one, there's a half log of dalet amas, less a little bit under dalet amas, 3.9 amas. In addition, it's chamzru mitzilosu. Says there are some erev. No. So even according to Rabba, the tzach basel is if the sheer tzach basel is bedalet amas, and less the dalet amas is kosher or not, even without the ben akuma, the ems is kosher. But not if it's chamzru mitzilosu. Here you have a sukkah. It's chamzru mitzilosu. I need the ben akuma to make it into tzilsum ruv mechamosu. So what does that mean? Their man's mamish. It's a pelle Ramban. What is it? It's a. It's like, you know, a case of Nesher Psal. I don't know if it's a fancy case. This is a posh of the case that probably happens all the time. And here's a case. So what does that mean? The Ramban says, the halacha can't be like Rabba, can't be like Lishna Basar Rab. The halacha can't be that the Shia Schach Basel is valid Amos, because then you would never have halacha. You would never need Daif and Akuma. The Gemara Daif Lach talks about Daif and Akuma. What do you mean? There's lots of cases where you need Daif and Akuma. Every time a Schach has Hamsum and Mitzilos. So I wanted to say, now I'm realizing it's mamish the halacha lemaisa samar de bechidish. I wanted to say that the answer will be that doif and akuma doesn't help for chamzru mitzilosu. Doif and akuma helps for schach posel pachas v'arams. It only helps in the oil dekalocha. In the oil dekalocha, so there's a hafloga of dalaram of there's a hafloga of between the doif and the schach. So for that, doif and akuma helps. But it doesn't help for the chamzru mitzilosu the kedim. That's a different halacha. That wasn't said doif and akuma. So mimeila nechran such a sukkah will be possible. It'll come out when it's a halacha lemaisa. It's a merit of a chiddush. It'll come out that a sukkah. I don't think I ever said such a chiddush halacha lemaisa. I'm a little bit afraid of it because like it's a halacha lemaisa. Rav Chaim Voloshin writes the cult filosim meyoidi. More my tefillos they ever daven that would exchange for. Din mechudish min agamar. I don't know, maybe we have it. We have din mechudish min agamar. But anyway, that's what I want to say. That doif and akuma will not work for the oil dekahaloch of the sach. It only works for the oil dekedim. It doesn't work for the silsa mugume chamosa dekedim. That's basically the issue. So I just want to be nice. One nekuda. L'chayra. Let's say a regular case, a classic case of doif and akuma. That bayish nifchas. A regular case of doif and akuma. You have a bayish nifchas. So I'm saying doif and akuma only works for the oil dekedim. That. It doesn't work for the tzilsum u'mechamosu dekedim. So chayzar, so by bayish and nifchas, the tzilsum u'mechamosu dekedim is rochel from the tfanis. Don't the tfanis have to be next to the have to be? The schach has two dinim. It has a din oil and it has a din tzilsum u'mechamosu. The tfanis have to be close to both. So if the tfanis by bayish and nifchas, the tfanis are let's say 3.5 amos away from my schach in the middle, my schach kosher. So why is it okay? Doif and akuma only works for the oil dekedim. So the tfanis now are close to the, takes care of the oil dekedim. But you have the other din, the tzilsum u'mechamosu dekedim. How does doif and akuma take care of that? The answer is poshut. It doesn't. And the case is, though, that the tzilsum u'mechamosu, if between one the wall of the bayis and the other wall of the bayis, the totality of the sach is tzilsum u'mechamosu. So the whole, I don't need the doif and akuma for the tzilsum u'mechamosu dekedim, because that's the nature of tzilsum u'mechamosu. It goes with every movement of parts. As long as between point A and point B, or between doif and A and point and doif and B, it's tzilsum u'mechamosu, then the whole area is called that it's mutzal. So in this bayish and nifchas, so the perimeter is all sach possible. But you have a last sach kosher in the middle. If you took the whole bayish as a whole with the perimeter and all, it would be tzilsum u'mechamosu. So in a chenami, so there's no problem. I don't need doif and akuma for that. I only need doif and akuma for the oil dekedin, because in the oil dekedin, hafloga becomes a problem. Hafloga is not a problem in tzilosim u'mechamosu dekedin. There, all I care about is the totality of the tzil. The totality of the tzil is oil nubal aparts. Tzilosim u'mechamosu. So it's good. So I don't need doif and akuma. I only need doif and akuma for the oil dekedin, because in the oil dekedin, every hafloga becomes a problem. Every hafloga turns it into is a separation in the oil. That's where I need doif and akuma, and that's where doif and akuma works. Again, it'll come out another chiddush lahalacha. I mean, it's the same chiddush lahalacha, just another iteration. That it'll come out that if this bayish and nifchas is only tziloso merub mechamoso, if you ignore the perimeter, but if you take the perimeter into account, the bayish as a whole is not tzilsa merub mechamoso, then in the chenami, then it'll be possible.
Isn't that a huge? Okay, the case that you have up to Dalai Lama,
big house. It's in the that's in the chalamic. I know it's in the chalamic. I mean, I'm not saying it's not a chiddush, but that's what it'll come out. I mean, there are some ex kashas and married kasha. You know, man is lavish to draw. Otherwise, the man is dvarim tumma. What is that man talking about? The man says, "Well, man, the omer that tzchach posel is less than the shir tzchach koytu." The man says, "The finish." The man says, "According to Rusabasa Rav, according to Rav, according to all those sheepers, that the shir tzchach posel is dalat amos, unless the dalat amos is kosher without leifin akuma. So there's no need for halacha of leifin akuma. What are you talking about? This case, you have a bayish nivchas. Amos, the case of bayish nivchas. You have a bayish nivchas. The perimeter is less than dalat amos, but it's chamsum mitzil also. So even according to Rav, you need leifin akuma." Yeah, and the Ramban there, this is Mokum Lefalpel. If we take out the Ramban, then there's a Mokum Lefalpel that maybe that's why there's no steer between what Rabbi Shmuel said in the beginning that we shouldn't Deifan Akuma Nogobah. That the Rabbis is in the end, the Shir is Dal Ramas. You need the Deifan Akuma for a case where it's Chamsum and Mitzilosa without the Deifan Akuma. Okay, but the Ramban says the Ramban says that the coin to Rabbah, coin to Lishnabas and Rav, you don't need Deifan Akuma. What do you mean? What do you tell me? You don't need Deifan Akuma? You need Deifan Akuma for such a case. You have a Bayesh and Nivchas. And it's Chamsum and Mitzilosa. So what's it going to help me that the Shir Shach Fossil is focused with Dalai Ramas? But the Shach is Chamsum Mitzilosa, so why do I have to say Deifan Akuma? So Akocha Chatoim, the Deifan Akuma doesn't work today. At least in the Ramban. I don't know, maybe it's Chokim in the Ramban. Maybe Alokum Maisim is Chokim in the Ramban. Later. But Kaponim in the Ramban, I think it's enforced this way. And it stems very well with what I'm saying. It doesn't, by the way, you know, if we say not like this, it doesn't... The main word that there's two dinim in the schach doesn't rise and fall with this. There could be two dinim in the schach and they're going to come and work for both. And the samim nechadish, not the answer of samech schach and the rabban. It's not the kash and the rabban. According to the answer is kash and the rabban. So why even mechadish that the din? Oh, that stands by itself. There's two dinim in the schach. There's a din itself. There's a din of tzmeitzel, tzusum mechamosa, and there's a din of oil. And the problem of Haflogah is a problem in the din oil. And the problem, and that's not a problem in the din Meitzel. It's two different din. Yeah, I could still say that Nakuma works for both. And the Ramban is Meduya, because there's a man's Kasha, and the Ramban is Meduya. But it's not a minor Kasha, it's not a Shat in the Ramban. There's no other way than to say I'm Shat in the Ramban. And the Ramban is Meduya, that the din of Daif and Akuma only works for the Meitzel, for the oil, the Gedin, not for the Tzilosim of Mechamosa, the Gedin. And we'll see a Mitzvah Shem today. Yeah, and also and that was also part of the last year, that also works very well in Rashi. Rashi or Ben Chanan and Dafutes hold that even when you have Deifan Akuma, you could still sleep under the Schach HaKosha Shabbat. Even in the case where you have a Deifan Akuma, but if you have Nesu Psalm, Nesu Psalm, part of the Deifan Akuma is Schach HaKosha, so Rashi and the Rabban and Yutes is Muslims, the Ben Chanan and Yutes is moving that way. Rashi holds that you could sleep under the Schach HaKosha. Takas and the Sorem Leishan, but under the Schach HaKosha you could still sleep. And even under the Nisarim where you can't sleep, it's not because it's a Daifin, it's because it's an Eser, because it's a Tzach Apostle, and you can't sleep under a Tzach Apostle. But as far as Daifin is concerned, you can still sleep. How can you sleep there? It's a Daifin. That's also made better with this one. And this belongs to the last time. That's also made better with this one. Daifin Akuma was only said in the Torah's Oil Shabbat. It wasn't said in the Torah's Meitzel Shabbat. And Rashi Rabbein Elchanan hold that sleeping under the Tzach is totally in the din. Sleeping under the Tzach is totally in the Meitzel of the Schach. As far as the Din of Tzilsum Mechamosa of the Schach is concerned, there's no such thing as Deifan Akuma. Deifan Akuma is only said in the Torah's Oil of the Schach. In the Torah's Meitzel of the Schach, there's no such animal as Deifan Akuma. And when we want to reckon is the Schach Tzilsum Mechamosa, we don't reckon from the end of the Deifan Akuma. We reckon the whole house, the whole Bayesh and Nivchas. We don't just reckon from after the Deifan Akuma. That's good for the Oil of the Din, the Haflog of the Din. But in Tzilosim Ruchamos, so we take the bias as a whole. So if you have that's all part of the Meitzel of the Tzach. So Rashi made a Chanan a whole. You could sleep. As long as you're sleeping under the Meitzel of the Tzach, you're good. Except you can't sleep under a Neset. That's in the Mishnah. The Takas, the Neset Dalat Tochim, the Vash Leishin Tachtum. You can't sleep under a Tzach Bosel. That's more than Gimel. That's more than Dalat Tochim. But not because it's a Doifin, just because it's a Tzach Bosel and that's the Din of Tzach Bosel. I also wanted to be myself. I don't remember if I said this to Kud or not. And maybe we could also be masbir why is it so? Why is Leif and Akuma only in the oil dekadin of the schach and it's not in the meitzel dekadin of the schach? So that's what, could be to hilchos of loytak. It's halacha mishmi sinai. Can't ask questions. But maybe it has a havana as well that in the din oil of the schach, the tfanis are participate in the oil because that's in general halacha that an oil that has tfan that has mechitzas. It's more of an oil than hilchos Shabbos l'mashal. There's nafkaminas, oil arai, oil claps. But upon the hilchos Shabbos, we know that an oil that has mechitzas is more chomer in gabi asiyas oil on Shabbos than an oil that doesn't have mechitzas. Mechitzas participate in the oil. It's looking at this chach as an oil. The fact that it has mechitzas is part of the oil. An oil with mechitzas is more of an oil than oil without mechitzas. This is said in hilchos Shabbos. At least, right. So Mimela, Doifin Akuma, this notion that I can turn part of the schach into a doifin, maybe that makes sense more in the halacha of the oil of the schach, because the tfanas are also part of the oil. The oil has to have two things: it has to have a gag, and it has to have mechitzas, or at least it's enhanced by having mechitzas. The oil has is the gag oil, and the mechitzas of the oil. So Doifin Akuma says that the gag oil, a little, the edge of the gargoyle could become the mechitzas of the oil. That only makes sense in the context of a schach as an oil. Because the tfanis have a shaykhus. But in the concept of the schach as a meitzel, the tfanis are not a meitzel at all. It has nothing to do with the meitzel of the schach. So maybe here it's not shaykhus from the schach into an oil. Well, what are the schach and the tfanis have nothing to do with each other. So maybe that would be sorry, I have one in that as well. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, So now we're in the sugya of lava b'emzer. So the Gemara says, "Machlekes if it's lava b'emzer, there's ain't lava b'emzer." So the Rav says, "What's the machlekes? It's lava b'emzer, not lava b'emzer. Why shouldn't there be lava b'emzer?" So after Rabban, not the Rabban, so after Ran, says the Ran that lava is halacha in mechitzel. And when the Rav says it's part of the halacha, we should have mechitzel. It's good the lava the doyfen akum. So therefore, the mandama that ain't lovet of emtsa holds that lovet was only said in mechitzas, so you can only say lovet in the tfanis, but it wasn't said in schach. And the other mandama holds that leishna, that no, just like there's lovet by mechitzas, there's lovet by schach, by lovet by schach as well. So this way we talked about this round. I talked about when we were learning the inyanim of lovet, just to go through kitz and nimrus. We said that. The whole thing is Tamu. What do you mean? Lovod is only said by Mechitzas. We have Lovod in Kol HaTorah Kulu. You have Lovod in Hanocha, in Hanocha on Shabbos. Many Gemaras, but like Zohar Kaveret and so on, that if something comes within Gimel Tfochim of the floor, and it's Nachal Gabi Mashu, so it's called Hanocha B'Shusay Yochad, even though it's not really on B'Shusay Yochad, but with Lovod, it works with most of the famous, many times ago, it works with Lovod. That's not Mechitzas. So you see, well, how can we not say Lovod is only by Mechitzas? On the other hand, we saw at the time that Rashi that the Ran is not a Yochid Badova. Rashi says it in Shabbos by the Sukkot Kaveris. Where the Gemara is Mechalek between if you Zohar Kaveris right side up or upside down. If the Kaveris is upside down, then and it's a 7 Tfachim tall and a little bit over Kaveris, so if it's upside down, then you say that when it reached within 3 Tfachim of the floor, it became Lovud, and since it's projecting more than 10 Tfachim up, it's sticking up out of the Rishus Rabim. So you're a potter for your potter. But if you threw it right side up, so then there's no lovet. So Rashi says, why is there no lovet if you threw it right side up? So Rashi says, because then the floor of the kaveris, the bottom of the kaveris, interrupts the mechitzas of the kaveris, and lovet was only by mechitzas. Lovet is only said by mechitzas. So again, the same thing. What do you mean lovet is only said by mechitzas? Lovet is in Kol HaTorah Kulu. So that Rashi, by kaveris, the Chazon Ish explains. Of course, there's lovod and Kol HaTorah Kulu, but there's two different kinds of lovod. There's the lovod, like the Magen Avraham explains. There's the lovod that the two things, if they're within Gimel Tfachim of each other, are touching. It's kilu. They're noigim zeh v'zeh. They're korav zeh l'zeh. And then there's a lovod that it's kesosim. The lovod that lovod is kesosim. That's only by mechitzas. The din that lovod is touching That's my everything. So by the kaveris, you need the love of the mechitzus. Because it's not enough that the kaveris is touching the floor. Yeah, the kaveris is touching the floor, but it's only seven tefachim tall. I need to extend the mechitzus, that the seven tefachim mechitzus should become ten tefachim mechitzus. So it's even the kaveris is sticking up out of the Rosh Hashanah. That's a love of kisosun dami. That was only said by mechitzus, it wasn't said by anything else. Akkan the Chazanish, when he explains the Gemara by kaveris. It's not stam an arbitrary rule, you know, the lovet of Sosum is only by Mechitzus, the lovet of Noigim is by everything. That's not the pshat. The pshat is, the din that lovet is Kisosum is not because lovet makes stima. It's because Mechitzus makes stima. And Pochus Megimel is not matched to the stima of the Mechitzus. The stima comes from the Mechitzus, because that's the function of a Mechitzus, to be Sosum, the height between the two Rishuyas. So Mechitzus makes stima. So if I have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim tall, but there's spaces of less than gimel, so then that maps it the steam of the mechitza. So it's not that love that makes steam up. So this is the chazanish more in the other chazanish, the chazanish in the Hagleis and Reb Chaim. If love is not maps it, not maps it is a mechitza. So that's why it's sosim. It's sosim because it's not maps it the steam of the mechitza. But you have to start with the mechitza that has the function of being sosim. So that's the hesper in the Rashi over there by Kaveres. So based on that. So I wanted to say pshat in the Ran over here. That the pshat in the Ran is that the one side, the side of the Emov Adventsa, is that this halacha that loved that mastered the steam of the mechitzus was only by mechitzus, not by skat. That's the side that Emov Adventsa. And what's the side that Yesh Lov Adventsa? Tzad of Yesh Lov Advansa is because well actually we need to start we need I think we need a milak here. What lover do we need by Sach? The lover of touching or the lover of sosel? We need the lover of kisosim. I think we need the lover of kisosim because we need the schach to be an oil. That goes back to this yisoid. We need the schach to be an oil. But the schach to be an oil, it's not enough that the different leaves of the schach happen to be touching each other. In the oil, there's a haflug in the oil. The oil needs to be soysim the whole everything that's underneath it. That's otherwise not an oil. Like if it's not oil, if it's an arub in the oil, it's not kisosum. I need the schach to be sosum. The kneading is not in the leaves. Is this leaf touching that leaf? Well, they're so close that it doesn't matter, it's kilo they're touching. That's very nice, but is the reshus underneath sosum? For that I need the steam of the oil. The steam of the oil needs the, and I need to say the lovet not maps with the steam of the oil. So the two stonim in the ran are, on the one hand, maybe lovet only not maps with the steam of the mechitzum. But the steam of an oil, maybe lovet is maps with. Maybe Pachas and Gimel and the steam of an oil is a different kind of, different passion type. Maybe this halacha that lovet is not mastered in a mechitza was only said by a mechitza mamish. But by an oil, which also has to be soysim, but it's not a mechitza, it's oil, it's a different din. So maybe their love, maybe Pachas and Gimel is mastered the steam of the oil. And if that's the case, then I have two schachs. Then I have a plug in the schach, and that plug in the schach has been of two schachs. And it's no good. And the other side is, loishna, that maybe just like lovet is not mafsid the steam of a mechitza, so likewise it's not mafsid the steam of an oil. That's what he means over here, loishna. The one side is only by mechitza, the other side is that it's loishna. It means, that's how the shavah should be able to, we're talking about steam. Because if you weren't talking about steam, then lovet was saying kolot terkulu. There's no tzad that lovet is only by mechitzas. The lovet of noigim zebeze, you have by hanocha, you have many areas of halacha, you have the concept of lovet. No, here we need particular kind of lovet. Here we need the lovet of stimo, that it should be kisosim, meaning that the lovet shouldn't be mastered the stimo. So the one side of the lovet is only by mechitzas. Lovet that mastered the stimo of the mechitza, but the stimo of an oil, it isn't mastered. The other side is, but leishno, either way, the way is the same. Chor, that's the havon, at least that's what I want to suggest, the havon in the
Rashi. If that's true, then even the outside can show you.
Oh, so that's the question I want to raise now. It's not so clear to me. Why is it better when it's lovet minatzad? The machlech only lovet b'emsa. But if the lovin is by the edge of the schach, like by the Mishnah, if there's avi brachas migimul, it's fine. So the Ran speaks to that. He says, yeah, because then I say there, they say lovin, not mitzav the schach, I say lovin mitzav the doifin. So that's lovin in the machitza. That's what the Ran says. But it's hard to understand. The way I want to be mazbid, it's hard to understand. Because, yes, in a way, if you're just going to look at, you know, you could look at it to Baal Bat Hashia, what I'm extending is the doifin, I'm not extending the schach. I'm extending the doifin to the schach, not the schach to the doifin. So it's a lover in the mechitza. But the need in here is not, are they touching? For touching, touching is not, the din that lover makes touching, makes it, Noikim Sefer said, doesn't need mechitza. That's a kolotar kula de kalacha. So we need only, the reason why we're not so sure that lovin works is because we're looking for the din steam of the lovin. So when I have a case of bayish and ifchas and this aver fochus migimul between the schach and the doifin, so the lack of steam is in the steam of the mechitza or in the steam of the oil? The mechitza goes all the way as high as it needs to go. The mechitza goes all the way up to the height of the schach. And then the schach is a little bit far over, and so between the schach and the doifin, I have this area over here that's not sosum. So that area over there that's not sosum, what is it lacking? Lacking the steam of the doifin, or it's lacking the steam of the schach? Well, how is lacking the steam of the schach, of the oil? So how could you say love it, even when that's out? But that doesn't work so well over here. So it's bishlamo, if we just understood the Rana Ivri. Love it's only by mechitzus. Love it's not by schach. We don't know, we never heard of any Gemara about, you know, Hanocha b'shusara 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 b'shusara, all these Gemara's we never heard of. And we'll just say Kipshuta is loved in by Mechitzis, is loved by everything. Yes, then Iran is fine. Iran is saying when the Abbas when that's sad, so I can, through loved, I can extend, I can make the Doifin move over to the Schach. Instead of making the Schach move over to the Doifin, I'll make the Doifin move over to the Schach. Well, now we're saying that that's not the pshat b'chal, because the lovod of noigim you have in kolotar kulu, that's not miyuchat to mechitzus. The lovod that's miyuchat to mechitzus, like the Chazon Ish explains, is the lovod of kesosu. And the nidin of the Ran is that only true by the steam of mechitzus, or is it true by the steam of the oil? See, the Parish more talks about oil of tum and so on, and more discusses the brings your eye from oil of gavitumus mes. So the nidin is the din that lovet is kisosum only by mechitza, or is lovet kisosum even by an oil? So that's the pshat pel. The Gemara only yes by avir in the middle of the schach, but if the avir is by the edge of the schach, l'kuli alma, you do say lovet. Why? At the end of the day, that's a lovet not mitzad the steam of mechitza, but mitzad the steam of the oil. The mechitza is as high as it needs to go. The mechitza goes all the way up to the height of the schach. What's lacking is the oil, because the oil of the schach doesn't reach to the mechitza. So the steam that I need to make, what I need to make kisosim, is the oil, not the schach, not the mechitza. So why is that called? Why is that outside of the machlekes of lovod b'amsa? That should also be part of the machlekes of lovod b'amsa. And a mission for Tereish that it works. I mean, it should be that. Yeah.
Can we say that instead of needing the schach, we should build a wall, you know, the wall needs to reach the schach?
But even if the wall reaches the schach, that's a noigim to get the noigim. Is anyone out of power? LMI. Noigim doesn't help. I need the steam of the oil. I need the oil should be sosum. The whole length of the oil from one doifin to the other, the whole oil should be kisosum. Otherwise, it's called a haflogger. But that noigim apparently doesn't help. Otherwise, the whole gemara doesn't make sense. If noigim helps with that, then the whole gemara doesn't. So I have to say, no, noigim doesn't help with that. For that, I need the din that is kisosum. But it's the schach that is being kisosum, not the machitza. So it'll be tempting to say maybe what's with Beter Akuma. Maybe when it's Menatzad, I'll say Lovod in the Mechitza because it'll go with Doifin and Akuma. But it can't be. The Rad himself says, we'll talk about it in a minute, the Rad himself says in the Sugya that you don't say Doifin Akuma with Lovod. You don't say Doifin Akuma with Lovod. We're working without Doifin Akuma. Where you need Doifin Akuma, you can't put Doifin Akuma together with Lovod. What's the case in the Rad? The Rad discusses the following case. The Rad says, Lamanda Omer ain't Lovod Bensa. We don't pass in that way, obviously, but Lamanda Omer ain't Lovod Bensa. So what would be in a case where I have Avir Bensa focus in Gimel? But I should say Doifin Akuma. Let's say I have this Avir. I have a strip of Avir, and it's Bensa, focus in Gimel, Bensa. But between the Avir and the Dauphin, and it's a deep sukkah, the last one just there, between the Avir and the Dauphin, there's less than Dalai Lama's. Says the Ran, maybe we should say, why don't we say, let's say, it doesn't have a cash flow, it says maybe in theory, let's say Dauphin Akuma, that the Dauphin extends into the Schach, all the way up to the Avir. So now the Avir is not the Ems anymore, now the Avir is in the Tzach. So Ran says you can't do that. You can't say Dauphin Akuma and love. The Chodesh says this is a trade of the. And now we talked about it once upon a time, we talked about Trei Hilchus, when you do say Trei Hilchus, when not. But here the Ran says you don't say Trei Hilchus. So that means in the case of Baish Nivchas, we can't invoke Dauphin Akuma. If you want to start using Dauphin Akuma, you can't use Lovod. You can't have both. We have to be working without Dauphin Akuma. If we're working with Lovod, we're not working with Dauphin Akuma. Yes, so how do you push it with Duchta? So what does that do with Lovod when that's sad? I don't know. I know what to do with this.
Could we say that the sukkah as a whole needs stima, and the sukkah is made up of a schach and two walls, and then it leads them to say, like, although the case of Lama Mitzad looks like it's a sukkah problem, it's a schach problem. We can say it's not necessarily a schach problem. We can make whatever problem we want, as long as you have schach in the middle and two defanos. And therefore, if you say make it a defanos problem, just say just extend the dauphin, just to have two walls and schach in the middle all connected, then it works.
Maybe the din of stima, we can't have a schach problem or a dauphin problem. General problem.
I think it's not to the problems.
I mean, I could hear that it's one din, but then it should be even answer.
Then it's definitely schach.
What's the lashon there? I don't have a teretz. I'm not going anywhere. I mean, I don't have any destination in mind. I don't know what to do with this. It's a major, basic problem. כי אמין יש לו בן הצד דווקא כי מי אתם מצד השכח אבל מי אתם מצד הדויפן לא ולא יתאם את הימן בפוחס בדל סמוך הדויפן אמין הדויפן הקומו אפילו מי אתם מצד הדויפן אבל לא בן הצד מה שמי לא אמין שלא אמין הדויפן הקומו ולא בן כלי הדודי זה לא מבין Let's read the whole Ran together. Maybe there's something here we could do. I'm not sure. Worst comes to worst, we'll have read the Ran. Shachos came to the Shir, and he just read the Ran, and he said, oh, the Ran's so nice, he doesn't need to say anything else. So let's see the Ran. Veneerly, the height of Noket in Miatari, the low Noket in Starfin, the end of Starfin. This is kasha. Abai said, Abish shleisha b'sukkah g'dayla u'miyatay. You start off with an Abish that's gimel, and then you cut it down. Kana b'shvudim. So have a meal. So you're okay. If you were mimayit with kanim, then for sure it's okay. Now you have schach kosher and avir lechet less than gimel, and even if you're mimayit it with shpudim, so it's also okay because the schach posel and the avir not mitzar. So it's what he's, why is he so he's asking, why did Abai say this halacha in this funny kind of case? He started with gimel tochim and then he cut it down. Let him say look at gimel, yet avir pochus me gimel and schach posel pochus me dalek. I would have said, oh, the sukkah really was possible because you had avish leisha, you have a half log. I feel hochi. Sukkah gdolah slikah mipsula afilu b'shvudim. So even though that's a chiddush, even though the sukkah was really nifsa, you could fix it with shvudim. Even though you're taking a sukkah that's broken and you're fixing it with shvudim, and that's a chiddush that you could do. Normally you put down more and more kosher, so it's like that's like kanan, you might with kanan. That's not a chiddush. You build your schach, it's lots of chamtum and silosa, and there's lots of spaces, and you put on more schach, and it becomes kosher. But here, you're putting on schach posel, and it becomes kosher. So in a certain sense, you had a sukkah that was no good, and then you had some schach posel, and it becomes good. So that's like the chiddush. I mean, I don't know if this is the deep lumbus of it, but just, I don't know, but that's just on the surface anyway, that's a tip. That's a rebusa. Yeah, maybe the deeper habon is the schachs are already two schachs. So I want to be mitzarek to two schachs. So how many mitzarek to two schachs? I have a flow of gimel. These are really two schachs, they're two oils. You have a avir gimel down the middle, like Tosh said in Yizayon and out, but now it's two schachs. Now it's schachas tfanis and so on. So what am I doing to fix and make these two schachs into one? I'm eating shvudim. So now I have focus on Gimel Avir, focus on Dalid, Schach Posel, but not Mitzarev. Now the two Schachs are now united. Since the Chatchil, they were two separate Schachs. Maybe you can't be Mitzarev then by putting down Shvud. If the Chatchil, you built the Sukkah, and you built the Sukkah in such a way there was never Haflogos Avir, and there was never Haflogos Schach Posel. So we always looked at it as one Schach, even though. But here, the chakila was two schachs. You want to take two schachs and make them into one. Maybe you can't do that with shvudim.
Why would it be any different? The whole issue, anyways, wasn't a hamas and ruva or tzivos and ruva issue, but rather it was just
an oil. Plug,
so if you put kashrus on, why would that be any different? Why is shvudim any more kiddush than kashrus?
Because if I put down kashrus schach in the middle, let's say a simple case. I'm building a schach. I put a lot of schach on this side, a lot of schach on this side, and say, wait a second, there's a big hole in the middle. So I put down more schach. So fine, so I understand. I took two schachs and made them into one by putting down schach kosher in the middle. But here, I'm taking two schachs, and they're really two schachs, and I want to make them into one. And how do I make them into one? By putting schach posel in the middle. Maybe that you can't do. And then you can say the same thing. What if it was mali the whole gap of shvudim? I have schach kosher on one side, schach kosher on the other. There's a gap of gimel tefachim. And I fill the whole gap up with shvudim. That also go into this chiddush. I would have said salkadaitach. You can't be mitzarif it with shvudim. Maybe that also goes into the same chiddush of Abai. I don't know why Abai had to say this particular case. He didn't have to say case of avir and shvudim, but he was married the whole thing with shvudim. Maybe it comes to the same thing. I don't have to be ma'al hokum l'shvudim. I don't need to be ma'al hokum l'shvudim. As soon as I put enough shvudim in, that it's avir pachas migimol, so it becomes kosher. If I put down more shvudim, it doesn't make it any better. That's the same. That's the ikkar chiddush of Abai is the emes. No, is Abai could have said the same chiddush in the case where I have schach kosher on one side, schach kosher on the other side, avir gimel in the middle, yosem gimel, and I fill the whole gap up with schach posel. So it's kosher. Emes is kosher. Schach posel kochim dal tochim. The sukkah is kosher, and that's a chiddush. Because I would have said since lechatchila these were two separate schachs, and now they're becoming one. I want to make them into one. I want to unite schachs that have lechatchila were separate. So maybe I can't do that with shvudim. Shvudim may not be outlawed in the first place. Pachas midalit. But you want to use them to unite schachs that already that lechatchila were separate. Maybe you can't do that with shvudim. Kamash one, you could do that with shvudim. That's the end of the finish of Abai. But Abai didn't say it like that. He said you were mali the whole gap with shvudim. He said you're only mali some of the gap with shvudim. Because that's the end. You don't have to be mali the whole gap with shvudim. As soon as you put enough shvudim down that you're mali the abir from being gimel tochim, then the sukkataka becomes kosher. So that's number one. That's the first thing of the Abai. Okay, that's interesting. Then he goes on and he says, the time of the madomer lovud, the schach. That's about that we've been talking about. Shiurim chatzitzim mechitzin alach l'moshim yisina. I've asikna mechitzin ala good ulovod lai tenakum v'mishimok yisvi v'daf v'tfayim yisvi v'lovod ava v'sichok loy v'idach svi loy d'loishna. Then he goes off. V'hod enoch et pluk d'day mobod v'emsa gabi miyatoi. Why do you say this machlekes about lovod v'emsa in the context of the din of miyatoi? Was Chayra Abai saying Abai first said a chiddush of miyatim. Shteran, that was the first piece of the Rani. He explains why miyat is a chiddush. I thought the sukkah start of life is two separate schachos. Maybe you can't be mechaber with schach puzzle with shpudim kamashmul. You could, and then by sukkah katan. And then in this context, Abai then goes on to say that by sukkah that hari mili mina tzad, about the emsa. Hari mili mina tzad, about the emsa. You have machlekes if there's lovet be'emsa or there's ein lovet be'emsa. Kilo Abayis, that's totally unrelated to machlekes. Why do you have to say it in the context? Abayis should have said two separate members. Number one, there's the member about shpudim and abir and so on. That you could use shpudim to be a chiddush, you could use shpudim to unite two schachs. You don't care. If you're enough of a land, then you could take a puzzle of schach and you could use it as a way to be machshir sukkah. And there's another issue. Stop me. You have a sukkah with Avir Be'emsa. Plead people are Racha Ravino, whether it's Yesh Lava Be'emsa or Ein Lava Be'emsa. But that's not the way Abai said it. Abai starts off talking about the Alok of Miut, that if Shpudim is a Miut, you could be Mai to Sukkah by Sukkah Gdola, Shpudim, you could use Shpudim as a Miut, and not by Sukkah Ketana. And then he said, that's Menatzad. But Be'emsa, Kilo, it sounds like he's saying, Be'emsa is a Machlokes if you could be Mai with Shpudim. Funny way to say that halacha. You should have said b'emsa. Avi b'emsa is a machlokes. That's the Rambam's kasha. Hold it up. Kabuk dem lovet b'emsa gavay miyatoi. Hainu loyma. The lamad domer lovet b'emsa. So ki amrinan yesh lovet min atzad. Davka ki miyatoi mitzad haschach. You have to fill up the avir from the schach side. But if you filled up the avir from the doifin side, you have avir yosim gimel. We're talking about a sukkah gdolah. You have an avir yosim gimel, so you want to fix it. You want to plug it. What are you going to plug it with? All you have is shpudim. So you're going to plug it with shpudim. That's a bais din. You could. By sukkah gdolah, shpudim is a miyut. You can mite the avir with shpudim. But only if you come at it from the doifin side. If you come at it from the schach side, but if you remind it from the doifin side, then yeah, hot nakatul kizay lovet beemsa gabi miyatei hainu lemet ulamad omer lovet beemsa koi tamad omer. That there's no lovet be'emsa. Ki amin and yesh lovet minatzad. L'mad l'me lovet be'emsa. So ki amin and yesh lovet minatzad. And lovet minatzad works. Dafka ki miyatoi mitzad ashach. Oh, this avir is by the doif. The avir is all the way to the doif. So if you remind the avir mitzad ashach, so fine and well. Aval miyatoi mitzad ha-doif and loif. But if you remind the avir mitzad ha-doif and not. The loif came up. Came into the pokus in the arba amish somach le-doif and amin and doif and akumah. So afilu miyat even tana daifin havele loved minat zad. We'll say daifin akumin how to loved minat zad. Hamashmel delay. That's how I could just say you don't do that. The miyat has to be from the tana of the schach, not from the tana of the daifin. You should delay. I mean in daifin akumin the loved kiyadov. Hilkach miyat even tana daifin. Oisim miyat schach mechshuv. Oisim miyat schach mechshuv. Like daifin. Havele loved them. That's why Abaye said the case of miut, dafka in the context. That's why Abaye talked about lovad ba'ensa in the context of miut. If he wants to tell me a chiddush that leman domer ain't lovad ba'ensa, leman domer yes lovad ba'ensa, so there's no chiddush. But leman domer ain't lovad ba'ensa, so then the chiddush is that if the avim is minatzad, the miut has to keep the avim minatzad. If the miut displaces the avim off of the doifin, then it's no good. Because now you're making a love with Bayam, so you have to be reminded from the other side. So you want to be mechaber the schach to the doifin. You have a vlog between the schach and the doifin. I want to be mechaber them. So that's a chiddush. You could be mechaber. That's a chiddush. Then you could be mechaber. You can only be mechaber them if you come at it inside the schach. If you come at it inside the doifin, so you're moving the avir away from the doifin. You move out away from the doifin, then it becomes loved mina tzad. Does this help us at all? No, it helps us at all. That'd be our problem.
Why is this called Lovud Minatsad? That's our problem. Is why is this called,
even in the case of Lovud Minatsad, if the Havana is that you only say Lovud by Mechitzas, so this is not a Lovud in the Mechitzah, this is a Lovud in the Schach. So what's the case over here? The case is, what's the Avir is Minatsad, and I'm coming to be Mayit the Avir. I had a case where I had Avir Mechatchilo, Gimel Tvachim, Tvachas Mi Gimel. A case where I have Avir Yosemi Gimel and I want to be Maita Avir. And it works because Minatsad is Lovud. Yeah, I don't know if that helps us at all. It's Rebbech, we did the Ram, but the Havana, why is this called Lovud that's in the Chitzus? That's the problem. The Avir Minatsad, it's the same problem, I don't think we advanced this problem at all. The Avir Minatsad, what does that have to do with the issue? What does that have to do with? This is not a love of the Mechitza, it's a love of the Schach. Not that it's Mechitza that I have to be Saisim with this Avir, it's the Schach that I have to be Saisim. That's it.
When we said that in by your schach you need the love of mechitzas because you need to be safich, but in this case, don't all you really need is that the general unit of schach and the power to the fund.
What?
In this case, don't all we need is that the schach is mechav to the fund. Why? I mean, if we have a
Avir
in the middle,
maybe I only steamer when the Avir is in the middle of the sack. Maybe when the Avir is in that side, I don't need the terrorist steamer b'chlap.
Yeah.
That would be good, except it doesn't work so on the Lashon Daran. The Lashon Daran is the Manda Omar that. Maybe you're right. Maybe that's the answer.
Maybe when you're talking about Avra in the middle of the schach, then you need the Torah's stima global. Because really it's two different schachs. And I need it for the schach to be one schach. It's not enough that the two schachs are touching each other. I need the two schachs to be soysim together. Which basically means the two schachs. This one, this schach is mahil soysim, and this is soysim the Rishul Sanhedrin. It's mal in this area. This schach is mal in this area. So what does it help if the schachs are so close to the schach is touching? I don't, it's not enough for the schach to be touching. For the schach to be one oil, it has to be mahil without any, it has to be mahil without any interruptions. Which it's not an issue, it's not like hanocha, which is a hanocha on the floor, which enough that it's touching. And this is the thing that I'm saying all along. I need the Torah's steam of the oil, because it's in two different oils. So for them to become one oil, they have to be, the mashal by tumah. By tumah, you have an aruba, and you have tumah under the aruba. If you want it to be under an oil, it's not enough to say, well, the wall and one, the ceiling on one side of the oil is touching the ceiling on the ceiling on one side of the aruba is touching the ceiling on the other side of the aruba. They may be touching to some tehei, but the tumah underneath is not sussum. He looks up and he doesn't see it's not a stima. So I need to turn a stima to make it into one oil. So I'm there by the schach. I have the schach is mal over here, the schach is mal over here, and now I'm sitting by emsa. So it's two schachs because the schach is over here, the schach is over here. It's not mahil and me. But in order for the two schachs to be one oil, it has to be mahil together and everything underneath. That's the havonah stam d'gemara. That's why we need over here the lovod of oil, of stima, not the lovod of neigim. Not enough for the schach to be negeh zeh b'zeh. I need that the person underneath the gap should look up and feel that it's sosum. The area beneath him is, the area on top of him is sosum, then it becomes one oil. So maybe that's only when the avir tach is in the middle of the schach. If the avir is in the side of the schach, maybe, it's not that then it's a mechitza, I move the dyphon over and I have this the lovod of mechitza. Maybe no, that's not the love of the mechitza either. But there, all I need is the love of the touching. Maybe it's enough for the schach to be touching the doifin. I don't need that area should be kisosim. Maybe chanami the avir by bayish nifchas and the avir pochas miyimul. Maybe I don't need that little section should be sosim. All I need is that the tefanin should be nikaris, like the rishonim say that you need mechitzas hanikaris imo. Shabbos the mechitzas could be far away. Here the mechitzas have to be touching the schach, otherwise they're not called mechitzas hanikaris imo. So for mechitzas hanikaris imo, it's enough that they're touching. Maybe I don't need it. Should be kisosim. It'd be interesting chiddush that even if you hold that by avir it's yishayin tachtov, Rashi holds that avir pochus megimul is yishayin tachtov. Rashi left your test, but maybe in the case of bayish nivchas, if you have avir between the doifin and the schach, leman do omer ein lovad bemsa. Not negel lemaisa, but leman do omer ein lovad bemsa. So maybe you couldn't sleep under that avir because it's not kisosim. I thought it says in the Ramah always, but Taka doesn't say in the Ramah. The Ramah says the Machlekes by Lobet Ba'emsa is because maybe Lobet's only by Mechitzas and not by Schach, but either Chaim Domer says the Leishna. The Ramah himself doesn't explain why Avir Min Hatzad is better. So I thought, because Avir Min Hatzad, that's Lobet in the Mechitzas, not Lobet in the Schach. But maybe Lobet is not true. The reason why Min Hatzad is better, because Min Hatzad, I don't need Stima. It's very good. Yeah.
So essentially the Machlekes of whether or not there's Lobet Ba'emsa is based off of the internal Machlekes of Lovat
Minatzah,
whether or not it's, which type of Lovat is being implemented in
Lovat Minatzah. No, it's if there is Lovat Ba'emsa, then Minatzah, I could even say that it's Kisosim. That's, but if Lovat is, ain't Lovat Ba'emsa, that means I can't say that it's Kisosim. But Minatzah doesn't work anyway, because Minatzah, I don't need it to be Kisosim. And maybe it'll be an Afkamina, whether I'm saying, maybe the Afkamina is not Mukuk, but maybe it'll be even Afkamina, whether it could be Shein and Tachto. I thought the Rambam says otherwise, but I see now in the Rambam it doesn't say otherwise. Okay. I want to talk about Tosis a little bit. A few more things I want to talk about, but I think we're running out of time. How much time do we have? Do we have another 50 minutes or people have to go? What? What? No, I don't want people have to go. They have to go. I don't want to... There's a schedule. Okay, I think we'll have to wait. We'll have this one, so fine, so we'll be next time. We'll continue on Monday.